Father, thank you so much for your wisdom and for your apostolic order that is coming to your church in a different level of government. We will move in more dominion, more wisdom, and more understanding. We thank you. This lesson, we know it's a pioneering lesson. We know that many need to hear this message, and we thank you that you've given us the wisdom to minister it in power. Thank you for your putting in the sound of my voice.
Thank you for your putting in the sound of my voice.
My Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all still hearing? Huh? Y'all still hearing? All right. The enemy don't want this to get out, but we're going to get it out. The body of Christ need it. There will be an apostolic teaching tonight that will go in new territory and have to clear up. Now, I can't find no better word. A lot of ignorance. The apostle's job is to penetrate ignorance and bring the church into her right place. Driving here, before I give you the subject, driving here, the Lord gave me three scriptures. He gave me Romans 12 and 1. Look at that for a minute. Romans 12 and 1. I'll give you the subject in a minute. The subject is new. It's being brought to the body of Christ. Take us further. But here's a thought that I want you to think about. God said to me, I can't present your body to me. Did you hear that? God said to me, I can't present your body to me. I said, what? He said, you will have to present your body. I'll be out of order if I present your body to me. Man, that was powerful. Did you hear that? I can't present your body to me. Well, you know, Romans 12, 1, before we get in our lesson, says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now, I can give you mercy, but then that ye present. Who present? You got to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Y'all act like y'all ain't got a revelation there. God said, I can't present your body to me. All right, let me show it to you again. Look in 1 Corinthians 9:27. You'll see it again. Our bodies are not going to be presented to God unless we do it. But I keep under my body. See, I got to do this and bring it into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be sick all the time and confused. You see it? Now, if you didn't see it there, I'm going to give you a third witness. But we're going to go into a revelation tonight that's going to change your life forever and all your family and anybody you minister to. In 1 Corinthians 6:19 now and 20, it is proven again that the only way that my body going to be totally turned over to God, I got to do it. We've been praying about it. We've been confessing. No, you got to stop and you present your body to glorify God and let God have his way in your body and take Satan's hand off of your body, that you can live a healthy, strong life all your life without sickness and disease. Amen. All right? Yes, now, shockingly, what we're about to talk about now is long gone in the body of Christ. So it's sort of like a health revival, reviving health back into the people of God. How are you so healthy? Because first of all, I know now that I have to present my body for the health of God. I don't care what's going on around me, that I have the anointing, I have the authority to present my body to God. I don't care what nobody say, all right? And here's what we're going to talk about. And listen very carefully now, because it's being introduced to the body of Christ. The body of Christ has not been here. Knowing how to access, the word is very important, access your healing and process your help. Knowing how to access your healing and take possession of your hell. Did you hear it? See, there are certain things you have to know, certain things you have to do. God just can't keep you healthy. You have to know. See, what the body of Christ have been doing is we've been accessing healing, but not possessing health. In other words, we pray about everything, pray about this, pray about this, but we have not found out what should I do to help my body. Now we got Psalm 139, verse 14. Turn to it. Your body has a built-in doctor system, a built-in healing system, and a built-in health system is in your body. And you got to know how to agree with it, and you just can't do everything, anything, and not take care of your body. And that's what the Lord got me dealing with. Now, listen very carefully. Healing is accessing. Now, God wants you to have the wisdom to possess in your health. Look at the two now, accessing and possessing. In other words, once I get healed under this apostolic teaching, I'm going to know how to keep my healing. Yes, sir. I'm not going to keep doing a dumb Sam dumb thing and then go back to God and get on my knees, Lord, help me. You see, you need to have understanding that most 80% of the sickness and the disease that come on the body of Christ came from a bad eating habit. Yes, sir. Nobody won't tell y'all. Everybody's scared of y'all. I'm not, because God sent me out here to tell you. That's the problem. It's not your prayer not being answered. Your prayer is being answered. It's not that you're not anointed. You're anointed. You got power, but you got to cooperate with it. You got to present your body to God. So another thing he said here to teach you, you must flush off all health ignorance. That's what I said, health ignorance. And be filled with health wisdom. You see that? Yeah. Now, here's what Jesus said, but the body of Christ, I like he didn't hear him, in Matthew 4:4. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, here's what we have done. We have put bread above the word. We put our favorite meal. I just like to eat it. I just love it. I ain't stopping for pasta or nobody else. Just go ahead on. But you got it. It's smothering the word. Because you made a choice. That's why Jesus was able to answer Satan. Satan was trying to tempt him with bread. The same thing he's doing to the body of Christ. Eating stuff that you know not right. Look at the expression on your face. Yeah, but that's the Lord woman. The Lord woman to teach you and train you. Somebody going to hear me. Yeah. See, you can't exalt bread above the word. Meals of flavors. You can't do that because your body can't handle that stuff. So I must know the process using the right principles. And this is what the Spirit of God told me, and we'll go to some scripture in a minute. Ignorance wears a mask of artificial truth. Now, you heard me right. Ignorance wears a mask of artificial truth. And I want to expose those of my members, those who fall in ever-increasing word, I want to expose the enemy that the enemy can't whoop God. And it seemed like God is whipped with all of the body of Christ, so many being sick and won't hear it. It seemed like God's word is failing. But God's word, God never failed. The pulpit have not taught the body of Christ how to access their healing and what else? Possess their health. God can't possess your health. You're going to have to do it. That's why he said in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all that your prosper be in health, even as your soul prosper. See, your soul, your conscience, your mind, imagination, all that's, you got to bring that before God to get it right. Every person listening to me right now, I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care how long you've been dealing with. I don't care what your age is. If you listen to some of the tapes, stuff I've taught, that's why I had a lot of teaching sitting at this table online now. But if you listen, you'll understand as I take you through these points. Now, let's look at Romans 5, and that's first five verses. Romans 5, 1. I want you to look at that because we're talking about accessing your healing and possessing your health. Now, you never heard that before. I never taught it here. You never heard that you're responsible for possessing your health. But you pray 3 hours. You'll pray 3 hours. Why can't you make a decision, let the Holy Spirit help you to help take care of yourself? It's a demonic fold. I'll go back to Eve in the garden. What dropped Eve? Food. What the first temptation to give Jesus? Food. Huh? Then Romans 5, it talks about all type of tribulation and things coming against you, but it says, therefore being justified by faith. You see it? Mm-hmm. Verse 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch what verse 2 says, because I want you to get it before I start teaching you the principle. By whom also we have what? Access. Underline that word, highlight it, whatever you're using. We have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now, let me say this to you. This help is not known by the church to this extent. Apostolically, the Lord has sent me to bring it to the body of Christ, and many are going to catch a hold of it, that you can walk in health no matter what that word is. Analysis is not the right word. What when your doctor tells you something? Diagnosis. And no matter how long it's been there, with your faith and grace and understanding and knowledge that God has given us now, you'll walk out of it. And then you'll be able to minister when a person walks with you and say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. This is what the doctor says. Say, come on, let me talk with you. Let me minister to you. Some word from God. All right. Look at the third verse. Romans 5:3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So now, you didn't get in this overnight. So with the revelation, you have to know I'm coming out. And you put your faith on the line and you live from the finish line. You receive your help. You go to the finish line because God's word says so. All right, go to the next verse quickly. Then I'm going to start giving you some principles to work. And patient experience and experience hope. Go to the next verse. I want to get to the fifth verse so you see it. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. All I want you to see is that accessing anointing you have, and we're going to deal with possessing in a few moments. Let's look at point one. By revelation, you must know that divine help is available to your body from God. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Not just reading, but revelation. I think in the church we do a lot of reading. We do reading preaching. You need revelation. See, you're not going to be able to enter into God's rest or the manifestation or the supernatural power of God by just reading. You're going to have revelation. And here in this fourth chapter of Proverbs, I studied today, Solomon, he's talking about the wisdom. He's talking about wisdom. You read the whole chapter talking about his wisdom, what wisdom will do. Wisdom will promote you. There's a held wisdom. Write that down. There's a held wisdom that has not fully, have not been fully revealed to the body of Christ. That's a held wisdom. I want you to say it out loud. Held wisdom. See, I wanted to get down in your spirit. Held wisdom. And then I want you to say it so the Holy Spirit will have something to work with, because the next time you go against your body, I want you to hear the Holy Spirit saying, is this the wisest thing to do? Just because you feel good? Do you really want your help? So held wisdom, not just reading, but revelation. Proverbs 4:20. Now look at this. It's so clear. And let me show you something else before we go ahead. Go to John 6:63. Let me show you. Let me take you through a little trip so you'll see something. In John 6:63, he said, it is what? The spirit that quickeneth, right?
Yes.
Did you see that? Now, I want you to underline that word quickeneth, because that consists of being made supernatural alive. In other words, tonight, your health will become supernatural alive. Are you following me? Now, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Quickly, turn to Romans chapter 8. Quickly. I want you to get this, Clyde. By revelation, you must know that divine health is available to your body from God. Now, John 6:63, remember that word, quicken it. That word is available. Go to Romans chapter 8 now, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. We're headed somewhere. I want you to see it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. All right. Sickness in the body of Christ come from walking after the flesh. And that's where demons want us to keep doing that. But as you hear tonight, and the Holy Spirit is going to help you. See, therefore, there's no sickness to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Did you hear it? Did you catch it? All right. Now, watch verse 2. And think about John 6:63. Watch verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is sickness and disease. You've been, Jesus paid for that. His wound is for our transgression. You understand? It's already paid for. But we've been in a religious setting so long that the Lord has to bring health revival, because he brought them out, 3 million, with silver and gold, and there was none sick among them. We never talk about Abraham's sickness. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Now, let's go a little further before I go to this major text we're going to read. We're talking about quickening now, quickening power, quickening help, help, supernatural help, help from God. He'll heal you and he'll give you your help. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and I want you to have a ball in Romans 8, 1 through 10. I just want you to enjoy yourself, how you coming out of this jungle of sickness and disease and acceptance why this was passed on to me. No, you got a greater power on the inside of you than anything you thought had been passed down to you. And stop saying that out of your mouth. You don't own no sickness and disease. Don't even talk about it. Say, no, I don't have nothing. In the name of Jesus, you out of my body. All right, now look, Romans 8, 11, it tells you, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelled in you, and he does, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, now we're not talking about raising you from the dead now.
Right.
We're talking about raising you from sickness and disease.
Yes.
And the demonic hope that Satan have had on your body shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, class, I'm going to move on to another place, but I want you to know the first 10 verses in the 8th chapter of Romans prepare you for the 11th verse. because it talks about the, being in the flesh. You can't please God, you know. And all sickness and disease is nothing but a flesh deal in the body of Christ. We've got caught in a miracle round of not taking care of ourselves properly. And you know, we got to face it. We got to face it. See, here's what people have done. People have fight for their weight. We ain't talking about no weight here now. We talking about health. If you take care of your health, weight wouldn't even be there. But most people go on a diet, they go on a diet because they won't look good, won't get in a certain dress or wear a certain suit. And they have no concern about their health. They got the weight off the outside and the toxicity still on the inside. So they're still gonna be poor sick or skinny sick because it's on the inside where the enemy is robbing us. Are you following me? Ooh, she look good. Yeah, she look good, but she got 16 medicine in her purse. Now, to bring this to reality, oh yeah, Lord, I hear that. Prior to reading Proverbs 4, you there? Prior to reading Proverbs 4, I never, you know, he told me, called out Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8 give a format for prosperity help. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night, that thou mayest observe, do according to all that written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. Prospering good health. Say it. Prospering good health. Now, some of y'all listening online, some of y'all sitting there, say, oh, but Pastor, you just don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do know what you're going through. You're going through something you can whip.
That's right.
I got the Holy Ghost backing me up on this, to bring you to the body of Christ. You know, a lot of preachers might jump off the pool. What are you teaching that? Well, Reverend, join me.
Yeah.
Because I'm called, I'm sent and set by God to tell God people they don't have to go through what the commercial is telling them. Yeah. All right. Now, Proverbs 4:20, this book of the law. See, watch this. He's going to deal with your seeing. He's going to deal with your hearing. He's going to deal with your health position. He's going to deal with your steps for help. My son, attend to my words. Now, remember what it said in John 6:63, right? Huh? Yeah. Do I have to take you to Hebrews 4:12 for you to understand this? Hebrews 4:12 is telling you, you have to divide your total being, your body, your soul, and your spirit has to be separated for you to walk in health. Because your soul is going to lie to your body if you don't take it over. And that's in your mind. It's all in your mind. A lot of sickness is in people's mind. They keep putting it in their body. If I can get your mind renewed and get your mouth straight and stop talking to all them people about how old you are and how bad you feel, don't ever give pain no credit. Don't talk about it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a divider. That a word quicken again in Hebrews 4:12. You see it again? You saw it? You saw it in John 6:63. You saw it somewhere. Where else we saw it? Quicken. Quicken your mortal body. We saw it in Romans 8:11, right? Yeah. Come on, y'all help me. Romans 8:11, we saw it, right? Yeah. Well, now, let's not forget what we're dealing with. Knowing how to access your healing. What's the next part say? What's the next part say?
And possess your health.
And possess your health. All right? See, when you heal, you're healthy. Once somebody lay hand on you, you receive your healing, held right there. But the body of Christ have not known how to keep their health. They keep depending on healing. Now let's just read down in Proverbs. You got Hebrews 4:12. Go to Proverbs 4:20 again, because I got to get some more points for our close. By revelation, you must know that divine health is available to your body from God. But not just by reading, but by revelation. Now watch, we start out Proverbs 4. Watch. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Go, keep going. Verse 21 now. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Who got to keep them in the midst of your heart? Who got to keep them? Me. Go to the next verse. Come on, go with me. Watch what it says now. Oh, my God. I want to pray in tongue, run, jump, turn this table over, everything. I'm so glad that the body of Christ that is not stupid going to catch a hold of this. The ignorance is leaving our house right now. Listen, 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 listen. For they are life unto those that find them. Look at it. And help to some of their flesh. What all their flesh mean?
Everything,
right?
Yeah.
Come on now. May God mercy. I need God mercy. I don't want this to just be a talk. I want you to understand where God is bringing us. And only a remnant are going to walk in it, because a lot of people like the wide road and wide gate and Broadway. You know, they like to jump, sing song, just dance. 1,900 pounds dancing and jumping like talking about God. God can't protect you. You walk all that weight on you. You can get mad all you want. I'm your brother. I'm trying to help you. God can't help you dancing around talking about God. God ain't got nothing. You got to come to some sense yourself. And remember Job. I'm not going to go to it. Job 22:28. Decree hell over your body every day. Decree hell. Now here's point two. No, I skipped two verses. I need to skip these. Go back to point one. Because I give you a point over point two. Jeremiah 30 and 17. I might use these verses every time. Jeremiah 30 and 17. Now you can read the context of this text. The principles I'm using, they may not be talking about sickness and disease, but they're talking about people who was under pressure because the enemy was overpowering them. Same thing. He says, for I will restore health unto thee. See it?
Yes.
And I will heal thee of thy wound. See it?
Yes, sir.
Say the Lord. That's enough for me right there. Who said it?
The Lord
said it. You see? Now look at verse Jeremiah 33:6. One more time before I go to point two. Jeremiah 33:6. Are you here? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. I see one of my daughters on screen. She wouldn't be here. Her husband still got his wife. If they wouldn't have followed orders. You see what I'm saying? And I got more than one. You see? I know people life change. I saw Geraldine life change. Just change. I saw it. Because she followed me so closely. Come on, y'all. How many online? Is they back there? Are they back there?
Yeah, they're back.
Here's the second point. You must believe help, thank help. Here's the third one. Eat healthy and decree help. You must believe help belong to you. You must thank help. You must eat healthy. Now that's the one we've been leaving out. And we couldn't thank healthy because we wasn't eating healthy. And so we have been fooled in the body of Christ to believe this is normal. It is not normal. Are you following me? You must believe health, thank health, eat healthy, and decree health. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you following me? Proverbs 23:7. Turn there quickly. Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Go to Luke 6:45. Luke 6:45. I want you to get this because this is apostolic teaching. I'm teaching pastors. I'm teaching bishops. I'm teaching for the flock of God. Ordained to do it. The apostle is set first for a reason. That the anointing, all anointings are not the same. There's an apostolic anointing on your life right now. A good man out of Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Oh, now, I tell you, where we're going now, I'm about to say something now that I know somebody going to get uneasy. You say, body of Christ, you can bind Satan, but you can't bind a flavor. You can't bind a taste. You can bind Satan. Oh, I'll bind you. But you can't bind a taste. You can't bind a taste that's working against you. Watch out, Norman. I'm not through. You can bind demons, but you can't bind a donut. I mean, y'all so powerful, but that donut just slapped y'all down. They've been slapping me down for years. You understand what I'm saying? I've been binding Satan, and the donut been binding me. Y'all want me to preach up in there? Y'all see it? How many of y'all see it? Wave your hand at me. We see it. See the Holy, giving the Holy Spirit a chance to work with you. Don't be condemned if you don't make it now. Don't be condemned, but at least you know how to live a long, satisfied life. All right, now, I said that on premises that are so powerful from the scriptures, I'm going to turn there. Turn to Daniel chapter 1. It's so powerful, I want Bessie to bring it up. It's so powerful. Daniel. Then I got another one I got to bring out that is so strong that you're going to duck to miss this thing, boy. Daniel, right after Ezekiel, isn't it? Am I right? Daniel 1. Now, I'm going to read a few verses just to help us out. I'm really going at one verse. The 8th verse, Daniel 1 and 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. And class, we're going to take a hold of this verse. But Daniel what?
Purpose.
Huh? Purpose. It's not going to happen on accident. Daniel purposed in his what?
Heart.
Soul. In a man. Your spirit already ready to quicken you. All right? That he would not what?
Defile.
You see, y'all need a circle of these words. Defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The word used, defile, used twice. Now, body of Christ, we've been defiling ourselves. See, and I'm teaching y'all how to get money. You can defile yourself more when you got money. See, God need to keep y'all broke till y'all get some sense about what to eat. I think I'm going to preach a message on that. Keep them broke till they get enough sense, you know, because I want y'all, you're with me. I want y'all to stay and know how to fight, because this had not been taught in the body of Christ. Now, in health science out there in the world, they're teaching it every day. And people out there in science more healthy than the body of Christ. See, I pray, I have high blood pressure and high sugar level and go eat 6 donuts. Just plumb stupid. And the body of Christ got to know that. You got to know what to do and how to do it. And the Holy Spirit, you can't do this by yourself. Holy Spirit is going to help you. Thank God. Everybody say thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
No condemnation. I'm not fussing, but I'm cutting. I got to cut. See, the Word of God cut. Man, you bleed, the Word of God will cut you. I'd rather for the Word of God to cut me than somebody else to have to cut me. Are you listening to me? All right, now, I want to read further because I believe in result. How many of y'all believe in result? I believe in evidence. The ninth voice said, now God had brought Daniel to favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who appointed you meat, appointed your meat and your drink. That was Daniel was turning down. For why should he see your faces worse lacking than the children of your soul? Ain't going to happen, baby. It's not going to happen. A person who takes care of himself, a person who not taking care of himself, is not going to look better than them. Watch. Then shall you make me and Daniel my head to the king. Watch Daniel. Watch Daniel. See, Daniel knew. Verse 11. Then said Daniel unto Mesa, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant. And this is what apostle saying, prove this lesson. Prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days. Just 10 days. Give me 10 days. And let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. That's vegetable and water. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servant. Come on now. This is exactly what apostle teaching you. Exactly what apostle teaching you. I saw my daughter weak. Next time I saw her, she getting out the car sowing seed. Her husband sowing seed. Strong. And her husband said, she's not on no medicine. Hallelujah. Just pay attention. So, verse 14. Boy, this is so evident. This is so clear here. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, Lord have mercy. Some of y'all give me 10 days up in here. Just 10 days. At the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. He refused to defile himself. In other words, he was healthier. All right. So let me read this to you. There's another scripture. I hope I put that scripture in here. Oh, God, I want that scripture. Leroy, I need that scripture, man. Leroy, I need that scripture on Psalm with a knife. You remember that scripture I called you about? Yeah, we're going to cut the knife. That scripture is a scripture in Psalm. He's going to look it up for me. I thought I typed it in my notes, but I didn't. So let me read this. I'll tell you why he's typing it. You say you can bind Satan, but you can't bind a flavor. You can bind demons, but can't bind a donut. You don't need a college degree to see what happened and why it's happening with Daniel. Learn to operate in the power of diligence by practicing mindful eating. Most people eat mindless. I got assignment, man, to the body of Christ. I can't be popular now. I'm going to be a popular another day. I got to love you. I love you enough to cut you and let you know. Now, here's the scripture. You got it, Leroy? You're working on it. All right. All right. Write this down. It's time to take your health by force. Matthew 11, 12. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Are you ready to fight for your health? Yes, changes has to be made, but you have the power to do it. Be fully empowered by the Holy Ghost. Matthew 11, 12 now. And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. You're going to have to be violent with your cousin and your friends who telling you stupid and it was stupid talking to you. They're telling you, oh, God, you could eat this. Oh, God, oh, God. No, check it out, baby. Check it out. Don't let them intimidate you. Could you go to a party, you say, no, I don't want none. Pass it. I don't want none. Let it pass. Don't feel bad. If you're knowledgeable enough and wise enough, you know that you're working on something. Now, I really, this scripture here going to cut my neck off, yours off. You ready for it? Give it to me. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 2. Jesus Christ. Give me verse 1 for you. Proverbs 23, 1. Proverbs 23, 1. You ready for this? When thou set it down to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is put before you at that birthday party. And the worst cooking people in the world is the church. If nobody else kill you with food, the church will. I know it. The church, I'm telling you. And you see, I'm not talking about them. I'm loving them. We got to stop this mess. Because when we go to the second verse, we out of here. Go to the second verse. Do I have to preach anymore? And put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite. The knife that I'm trying to get you to put is the sword of the spirit. You see, food suicide. I want you to be able to commit food suicide. In other words, kill a bad food. But look at his voice. And I remember when as a Baptist boy 25 years ago, I read that voice, didn't know what he was talking about. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. But now I know what he's talking about. Because that food is the thing that destroying us. Are you here yet?
Yes, sir.
Applying the unsearchable riches of Christ and the manifold wisdom of God, stepping into your healthy place. Just like he said in Psalm 66, 12, he have a wealthy place, he also has a healthy place. Ephesians 3, 8 through 12 will give you the credentials to do this. Applying the unsearchable riches of Christ and the manifold wisdom of God, stepping into your healthy place. Now, that text came out of an apostle's mouth, and he said that the revelation had not come forth to the body of Christ until God, through apostolic grace, give him that insight. Okay? You have access, boldness, and confidence. Write those words down. Access, boldness, and confidence. If you fall, get up, dust yourself off, and go for it again. I want to show you a hidden revelation about your health. A hidden revelation, I wrote it like this. Here's a hidden revelation that Jesus wants you to have. Now, don't get familiar on me, because these scriptures we're going to can be familiar scriptures, but the way I'm going to minister tonight to you, you probably know this scripture by heart. But the Holy Spirit said to me, it is a hidden health revelation. You want to know what it is? Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Watch what it says. Watch what it says. It's a hidden revelation of health. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Would Christ eat crisis? Would Christ eat a McDonald's hamburger? He wouldn't. And do you know, I'm about to hit you with something so strong. Do you know you're both God and man? Yeah. Huh? You both God and man. God in you. So the same way Christ lived, you can live the same way. You are a powerful being. But commercials, and vandalism. Men bring in our lives and tell us we got to have this, we got to have that. And sad to say, people who are supposed to know so much don't tell us nothing about eating. And they get upset when people start talking about it. It ain't gonna happen here. Not at Word of Life Christian Center.
Right.
And now with these people on the line come trusting me as an apostle to minister to them. See, I know the Holy Spirit coming behind me. I don't have to preach a powerful message, Paul, because I know what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul said, I didn't come here to entice the word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the way. That's why I'm trying to get your faith out. Get your faith out of the wisdom of men and in the power of God. See, you have your prayer. Let me take you down on a journey right quick. I'm gonna take you on a journey in Romans 8:26-28. And I'm not going to it, but I'm gonna take you on a journey, so get ready to write. Start with your infirmities. Always start with your infirmities. Lord, I can't do this. You got to help me. Then go into prayer. Pray in the Spirit. Build yourself on your most holy faith, Jude 20. All right? What's going to happen then? You're going to shift to the mind of the Spirit. After a while, you're going to shift to the will of God. I'm still in Romans 8:26-28. After a while, you're going to shift to the love of God. You're going to love God so much you don't want to hurt him. After a while, you're going to shift to a calling. You're called to be healthy. And then you shift to the purpose of God, because my body is the vessel that carries the treasure of God. I got three young men saved today. See, I'm riding my bike, got him saved. See, what I told you, 6 or 7 things there. I hope you got them as you listen to the tape, because I'm about to close. Look in Galatians 2:21. I didn't read the whole verse, but I want you to look at, here's what's happening with our unhealthy lifestyle. We are frustrating the grace of God. I remember I used to preach matches, 8:17, 1 Peter 2:24. How he took our place on the cross. Mm-hmm. It's still valid. It's still there for us. But I can't permit you, my brothers and sisters, to get under any kind of condemnation. I'm not fussing at you. I got to open it up for you that you will have a fighting chance. Because I'm going to tell you right now, medicine going to let you down. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it too many times. This all we can do. I prayed one of my sons out of the hospital. They had shut it down. His family was running around there. I said, put that phone to his ear. And I told him, I said, now we're about to get a miracle. He at home now. Still fighting, but he at home. He's supposed to be gone. See, we got some miracles to come up. I got a bunch of miracles. I'm going to start telling them after a while. You saw that? How many of y'all do not want to frustrate the grace of God? How many of y'all believe there is a, listen to me, how many of y'all believe there is a health grace? Huh?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all believe that there's nothing can make the word helpless? You see what I'm saying? So see, but the enemy don't want us to think like that. The enemy wants to think about, oh, but my case. Your case is not that special. That the word of God can't handle it. Come on now, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost. Say hallelujah 3 times.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, your case not that bad. Let me give you two or three more points and I'm going to close. Faith for help cometh by hearing. But help don't come by hearing. Faith for help. Look at James 2:14 quickly. I love this. James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith? and have not what? Works. Can faith save him? All right, look at the 17th verse of the same open. I think it's James 2:17. I think I did it right. You got a 17th verse in there? Quickly. James, you got James 2:17? Let me see it. He's going to sleep on me again. Hallelujah. I'm a farm. That's what I'm going to do. They're too slow. You got a 17, right? I saw somebody shake their head at me. Right? I want you to see these verses. I wrote these verses down for a reason. Even so, faith, if it has not works, so I can preach to you all night long, I can preach to you the rest of this year, is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been having dead faith for hell. And tonight, through the apostolic anointing, God is bringing live faith for help.
Yes, sir.
No man going to have the last word on how I'm going to come out.
Yes, that's right.
And God don't want that. God wants the last word, okay? Look at the 18th verse. Look at the 18th verse. James 2:18. Yeah, man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show ye thee my faith by my works. You see that? Huh? 19 verse. Go to the 19 verse. Thou believest that there is one God? Look who else believe. Thou does well. The devil also believe and tremble. So your believing and trembling is not good enough. You're going to have some work. All right, go. What verse that is? 18? Go to the 20th verse. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without corresponding action is dead? You can hear this message. You're the first one ever heard this message. You can hear it and don't do nothing about it. Look at the 26th verse. James 2:26. You got 26? For as the body without the spirit is dead. Yes, you ever about to deal with dead help? Dead help. You can hear it, but if you don't do somebody, James 1:22 said, don't only be a hearer of the word, but what? Be a what? A doer. So faith without work is dead also. See it?
Yeah.
So now look what happened now. Look what I said to you at the beginning. Class, look what I said to you at the beginning. God can't present your body to himself. I don't believe y'all got that. God cannot present your, you pray all you want. God can't present your body to himself. Because you praying and lying at the same time. You're praying and you're not paying attention when God ministers to you, tell you something to do. You want prayer to do what you got to do. Proverbs 23:2, quickly, I got two more things. Proverbs 23:2. Back to putting a knife to your throat. I want you to write this down. Don't let man take your health from you. And then class, I'll close with this. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this. I'm going to close with it though. It's so powerful and it's so simple. I talked about it earlier. And this is what he told me to tell you. Those of you who are under the sound of my voice, you held accountable for hearing this message. If you fall, get back up. If you slip, get back up. But keep listening to it and keep helping yourself. And you have to have patience. Some of y'all, it'll happen in 6 days. Some might be 6 months, 6 weeks. But just stay faithful. Here's what he told me to tell you in the closing. God is saying, give me my body back. You didn't let everybody else have my back. Some of y'all wouldn't dare to commit fornication. You're clean and wholesome men and women. But your food fornicated. God wants every one of us to leave here strong. He don't want us to leave incapable. And I'm telling you now, I'm not against the medical world. I just know what medicine will do. It will treat symptom and come to the end of the line, and you're going to have four doctors in there who love you as much as they can, saying, I can't do no more. God help would never do that. Are you following me? Let me give you the scripture again. Romans 12, 2, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Healing is accessing. God wants you to have the wisdom to possess in your health. You must be flushed of all health ignorance and be filled with health wisdom. I must know the process. It's a process. Are you following me? I must know the process using the right principle. Ignorance wears a mask of artificial truth. There's not one medical term can say I'll give you help. There's not one medicine that can give you help. Because medicine is not for health, it's to help your ignorance. And so we can't get against the doctor. Well, thank God them doctors out there cutting and bleeding and everything, because, man, we'll have the church be gone. So thank God for them. I'm not against them. I mean, if you're ignorant, I'll help you a little bit anyway. But it's not designed to give you help. Hospitals are not designed. They can name them health medical centers and all that. They're not designed to give you help. They can help you in your ignorance to last longer. Y'all still love me?
Yes.
Yeah, see, if you don't love me, I'm going to keep teaching anyway. Because I want testimonies after testimony. I want testimonies that it found a spot on my body, and I ate right for 6 weeks, and the spot gone. See, I'm trying to close. There's too much fear been built in the body of Christ. Y'all say you trust God, but yet any little thing come up, you're gone. The man had a disease in his feet, and instead of consulting God, he went to a physician, and they buried him. The body of Christ like that. Stop and talk to God. You ought to have a man or woman of God ministering to you that you have a choice. I'm going to check it out. Sure, that's right. Go check it out. But nope, I'm not going to do that. You see what I'm saying? Huh? Nope. I'm not going to do that. Thank you, sir, but I'm not going to do that. You have that right. But this one message, over and over, and listen at it again, this one message, I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. All I know is don't you be afraid to trust your God. Sure, get your checkup. Find out what you're dealing with. I have no problem with that. Now, before I preach this message, there was no help to possess, because it's going to take more than just praying and saying. Faith without work is what? Dead. What's the work here now? I got to work on my menu. I got to work on what's going in my mouth and what's coming out of my mouth. And I have to work where I'm not going to let my family or my cousin control me. I know what I'm doing. I heard the message. And then you cannot do this on your own strength, child. You can't do it on your own strength. But you have the Holy Spirit. He will. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of help. And he'll help you. He'll help you. I mean, he's waiting on a group that he can help, that you can be here, that you can keep preaching this gospel and keep telling men about Jesus Christ. God bless you. I love you very much. All right, son.